KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school sports action yesterday around the area, many events were postponed because of the cold and wet conditions, but the Shenandoah High School held the Philly Golf Invitational yesterday. They played nine holes, and it was Clarinda winning. The girls' team with a 204 total. Shenandoah had 215 for second place. Abraham Lincoln a 228 for third. Creston, Glenwood, East Mills, St. Albert, Southwest Iowa, and Red Oak round out the rest of the teams that had total team points up on the board. Medalist was Ellie Shane of Clarinda. She shot 47. Samantha Swanson of Clarinda also shot a 47. That was good for runner-up honors in yesterday's meet. Also yesterday in girls' high school soccer, it was St. Albert defeating Atlantic by a score of 5-0. Maren McNeese had 16 saves in goal for the Trojans yesterday. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Adam Wainwright extended his sterling start to the season in Washington's mediocre one by coming within two outs of his second shutout, leading the St. Louis Cardinals past the Nationals 2-0 last night. The right-hander lowered his ERA to 1.93, going 8 1/3 scoreless innings, allowing only five hits. Edward Mujica got the final two outs for his third save. Alan Craig and Carlos Beltran drove in runs in the fourth off of Nationals lefty Ross Detweiler, who gave up eight hits over six innings. The Nationals, who led the majors with 98 wins last season and were a popular pick to do well this season, lost for the eighth time in their past 11 games as they fall to 10-10. With the win, Wainwright improves his mark to 4-1 on the season. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, it was Atlanta sweeping a pair from Colorado 4-3 and 10-2. Pittsburgh beat Philadelphia 2-0. Chicago over Cincinnati in 10 innings, 4-2. L.A. beat New York 7-2. Milwaukee over San Diego 6-3. And Arizona in 11 innings, a 6-4 winner over San Francisco. In interleague play yesterday, Minnesota and Miami split a doubleheader with the Twins winning 4-3 in the opener. Marlins took the nightcap 8-5. In the American League, it was Oakland over Boston 13-0. That game shortened to 6.5 innings due to rain. Baltimore beat Toronto 4-3. Yankees over Tampa Bay 4-3. Houston beat Seattle 3-2. The Angels edging Texas 5-4 in 11 innings. Cleveland at Chicago was rained out, and the Detroit Tigers game Tuesday night against the Kansas City Royals also was postponed because of rain with no makeup date announced. That game was delayed at the start and then called off about 15 minutes later. It was supposed to be the opener of a three-game series at Comerica Park. Detroit has lost four straight, and this was to be the first chance to see how Kansas City matches up with the Tigers, who have won the AL Central over the last 2 years. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, Omaha beat Nashville 7-1. Memphis topped the Iowa Cubs 4-1. Both Iowa and Omaha have today off. In other baseball news, L.A. Dodgers pitcher Chad Billingsley will have Tommy John surgery this week and miss the rest of the season. Billingsley was 1-0 with a 3 earned run average in two starts this season. The 28-year-old injured his elbow last August and decided to try rehabilitation instead of major surgery. The Detroit Tigers have agreed to a one-year contract with reliever Jose Valverde, and he's expected to report to the team today. Tigers manager Jim Leland says Valverde will assume the closer's role once he is activated. Detroit has put reliever Octavio Dotel on the 15-day disabled list with right elbow inflammation. That move opened up the way for Bruce Rondon to be called up from AAA Toledo. Stadium operations officials from the 30 big league baseball teams will meet this week, and they're expected to discuss whether to make any security changes in the wake of the Boston Marathon bombings. Major League Baseball said Thursday's meeting in New York was planned before the attacks last week. Among the security topics that could be discussed are backpacks that fans bring into ballparks. Also, Major League Baseball news, we've got a game for you today here on KJAN as the Nationals play host to the Cardinals in the final game of that set in the nation's capital. Early start time today. It's a getaway day as the ball game gets underway at 12:05 today, Central Time. We're on the air at 11:10 this morning with the pregame. In NBA playoff action last night, the Miami Heat will head to Milwaukee with a 2-0 lead in the Eastern Conference quarterfinals. Dwayne Wade scored 21 points, and the Heat pulled away in the fourth quarter to beat the Bucks 98-86. The Bucks host Game 3 on Thursday. Carmelo Anthony scored 34 points. Sixth man of the year J.R. Smith added 19, and New York opened up a 2-0 lead over Boston in their series with an 87-71 victory last night. The Celtics will host Game 3 Friday. That'll be their first home game since the Boston Marathon bombings. Stephen Curry had 30 points and 13 assists, and Golden State handed Denver its first loss at home in more than 3 months, a stunner that even their playoff series at a game each, as Jarrett Jacks added 26 points, Harrison Barnes had 24, and Klay Thompson, as the six-seeded Warriors waste a rested home court advantage from the NBA's best home team, and that series now shifts to Oakland for Game 3 on Friday night. Also in NBA news, Mike Brown is taking another crack at coaching the Cleveland Cavaliers, agreeing in principle to a contract 3 years after he was dismissed by team owner Dan Gilbert. A person with knowledge of the situation says Brown hasn't yet signed his new deal, but has agreed to take the job. Brown went 272 and 138 and went to the playoffs every season with the Cavs, teaming with LeBron James on a run to the NBA Finals in 2007. The Charlotte Bobcats have fired coach Mike Dunlap after just one season. The Bobcats went 21-61 under Dunlap, finishing with the second worst record in the NBA ahead of only the Orlando Magic. In the National Hockey League last night, New Jersey beat Montreal 3-2. It was Carolina in a shootout, 4-3 over the New York Islanders. Washington beat Winnipeg 5-3. Philadelphia over Boston 5-2. Buffalo doubled up Pittsburgh 4-2. Florida beat the New York Rangers 3-2. Nashville edging Calgary 4-3. St. Louis topping Colorado 3-1. Minnesota skated past Los Angeles 2-1. And San Jose got by Dallas 3-2. Well, the Big 12 Conference is facing an identity crisis at quarterback. There'll be a lot of new faces next fall. Seven of the league's 10 teams had senior quarterbacks. Five of them started every game last season. Iowa State coach Paul Rhodes said Tuesday there's a little bit of the unknown until all of the new quarterbacks show what they can do for their teams. But he says there's no lack of talent. The most experienced Big 12 quarterback is Texas junior David Ash, who has started 18 of his 25 games for the Longhorns. Casey Paughall is back at TCU, where he started 17 of 25 games, including the first four last season before leaving school for substance abuse rehabilitation. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs have been on the clock since the end of last season. The Chiefs went 2-14 to land the number one choice in the NFL draft for the first time in franchise history. But there's no clear-cut player available this year, and certainly no star quarterback like Andrew Luck or Robert Griffin III to make the pick an easy one. Kansas City is likely to shore up its offensive line with the selection Thursday night. Most of the draft experts believe the Chiefs will go with Texas A&M's Luke Jokel or Central Michigan's Eric Fisher as a pair of left tackles who could protect quarterback Alex Smith. The Chiefs are also open to trading out of that number one pick before tomorrow night's draft. In other sports news, Wimbledon has announced a 40% increase in prize money for this year's tournament. The All England Club says total prize money will be $34.4 million. That's an increase of $9.9 million from last year. The club calls it the largest single increase and the biggest total prize money in the history of professional tennis. The men's and women's singles champions will receive $2.4 million. That's up from $1.75 million a year ago. The club has also announced plans to build a retractable roof over court number one. Four-time Indianapolis 500 winner A.J. Foyt had successful back surgery on Tuesday. His team said the 78-year-old IndyCar owner was expected to stay in a Houston hospital overnight. Surgeons were trying to relieve the sciatic nerve pain that Foyt has been complaining about. He's expected to make a full recovery. The Justice Department has laid out its case in a lawsuit against Lance Armstrong, saying the cyclist violated his contract with the U.S. Postal Service and was unjustly enriched while cheating to win the Tour de France. The Postal Service paid about $40 million to be the title sponsor of Armstrong's teams for six of his seven Tour de France victories. The filing says the USPS paid Armstrong $17 million from 1998 to 2004. But an Armstrong attorney says the Postal Service made money off of the cyclist and called the federal complaint opportunistic and insincere. And USA Swimming will choose between Omaha, San Antonio, and St. Louis as the site for the 2016 Olympic swimming trials. The national governing body says it will announce the host city on Saturday. Omaha has hosted the last two trials in 2012 and 2008. Last year's eight-day event was attended by more than 164,000 fans, and the meet was broadcast live in primetime on network television. Two temporary pools were built inside the CenturyLink Center for that event. In 2004, the trials were held in Long Beach, California, the first time they were held outdoors in temporary pools. In January, USA Swimming said that six cities were bidding to host the trials. Former host Indianapolis, along with Greensboro, North Carolina, and Jacksonville, Florida, were eliminated after an evaluation team from USA Swimming, along with an outside member of the group's board, visited each of those locations. That trimmed it down to just the three cities, Omaha, San Antonio, and St. Louis. Saturday, they will make the announcement. That's Check Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.